Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kerry Stevenson, and today I've asked Christopher Byrne. He's the Managing Director of Legacy Minerals. ASX code is LGM. And the reason I've asked Christopher to come back is this week they put out an announcement which made me quite curious. Now, they've got six projects in the Lachlan Fold Belt, and they're really focused on their Bulloora project. What does that mean for their other projects? Well, they've engaged in a very unique partnership come deal with an interesting, collaboration. And I wanted Chris to explain the thinking behind this and actually how clever that this is to kind of come in with a technology partner when you are exploring in certain areas. Christopher, great to see you. This is a very unique deal. So, you know, you've got the six projects and there's some very strong results coming from Bulloora at the moment, but you have got six projects. And basically what you've done is a deal with two of those projects. So explain to my audience the importance of this deal, but let's start with how did you come about it and what's it look like?
Yeah, well, thanks for having us on today, Kerry. It's a very, very different opportunity, I guess, this agreement. It presents some fantastic, new approach or model to exploration. So out in the market, you know, you have your traditional joint venture style models where companies earn in to a tenement. So there's, dilution on the project level. What we've done here with Earth AI, who are a San Francisco-based but Sydney-started artificial intelligence company, is a strategic exploration alliance. It's different from your classical joint venture in that it allows Earth AI to spend up to $4.5 million under a co-funding model as well. So we can also contribute to the funding of drill targets. Why Earth AI and why is it such a fantastic opportunity? It's really utilizing the growth that we've seen in, the artificial intelligence, the machine learning space, the ability to crunch big data. It's a very, you're looking at an investor set that haven't traditionally got involved in the mineral space or the exploration space. So these guys are backed by, Airtree and Blackbird. So two of the Australia's largest tech venture capital funds. So there's venture capital money, there's Silicon Valley money. And there's the reason why those types of investor groups are getting involved in Earth AI and these artificial intelligence companies is they see a model that can disrupt the traditional exploration approach. And they also see an opportunity to help secure the future of battery and critical metals. Tech companies are very well aware that, in order to sustain the decarbonisation, electric vehicle growth, that, the world needs to start, increasing the rates of exploration discoveries and increasing those deposit sizes because it becomes a real supply versus demand issue. And the demand is not meeting the supply. And we're starting to see that now with huge increases in, the prices of these battery and critical metals. So it's a very game-changing opportunity for Legacy, because what it allows us to do is get those guys on the ground, Earth AI. They've got a central New South Wales-based site shed. They've got their own drill rig. They've got their own geologists and team. They're going to come on the tenements and really put their artificial intelligence algorithms and machine learning methodologies to the test. If they're successful in their drilling, so it's a purely success-based alliance. If the drill targets that they identify through that process, if they drill them and they hit some economic intersections, which can cover a broard range of metals and minerals, it's not just your battery or critical metals as well, it allows them to then gain a royalty over the sublock area too. So it's a very a unique approach, and we certainly feel that it's going to be a very exciting journey for us as Legacy Minerals. there's not many of these deals out on the market that actually the normal is you see an exploration company generally engage an artificial intelligence company to generate drill targets for them. So it's a very exciting time for us, and we're certainly very excited to see it play out across our Fontenoy and Mulholland projects.
Yeah, so those projects, because Bulloora is really copper gold, isn't it? So these Fontenoy and the other projects whose name escapes me for the moment, they're more critical minerals based. Is that correct?
Yeah, so there's a very strong copper focus in our portfolio. Yeah. But what we're seeing at Fontenoy and Mulholland is, copper gold at Mulholland, at Fontenoy, which is a large, 8-kilometer VHMS system. But it's been heavily explored for that, but underexplored for your nickels there's a good PGE potential as well. And then Mulholland sits up near Sky's great Dorodilla 3-kel project, so a fantastic tin opportunity. So again, we're talking tin, nickel, cobalt, tungsten, as well as copper. So we're really focusing the strategic alliance on those two tenements, which allows Legacy Minerals to maintain our copper gold focus on our remaining projects. And importantly, I'll note as well is that the company gets to retain 100% ownership of all the tenements as well. So it's certainly a deal structure that allows success on those two tenements to be realised by our shareholders and also realised by Earth AI as well. So it's a fantastic partnership.
That's where I kind of want to understand a little bit more from a shareholder perspective. Is the value in the fact that, first of all, you just said it, you remain as 100% owners of those tenements. So it's a royalty deal. They're using their artificial intelligence to, I guess, crunch the data, but they've still got to do the drilling. So do they pay for all of that drilling and that development and crunching the numbers? Does Legacy have to put any funds up?
We don't have to. So that's So yes, they're a vertically integrated exploration company, which is an unusual sort of term, but they own their drill rigs. They're going to come. They can spend up to $4.5 million. So essentially, it's the Earth AI's money that goes into the ground, and upon their success, they earn a royalty. That's where it looks a lot more like a traditional joint venture model, success-driven though, and there's only a royalty if they are successful in their drilling. However, there is the opportunity for Legacy to co-fund as well. So if there's a drill target that's identified through their machine learning interpretation data crunching, we can elect to participate in co-funding drilling costs as well. So there's a lot of flexibility there. But yes, it allows essentially another company, Earth AI, to be spending money on our tenements up to $4.5 million.
But Chris, don't we already crunch numbers? And I mean, we do the drilling, we crunch the numbers. What's different about Earth AI? Do they crunch it quicker or do they, how does it work?
Yeah, and that's a fantastic question. This is a cutting edge space. The machine learning, artificial intelligence, it's been out there relatively recently. It hasn't been in the market all that long. How much different is it to traditional exploration approaches? A lot of it is a bit of a black box. There's these companies, and there's a few out there, not many. Earth AI is certainly at the forefront of the thinking. They're essentially trying to utilize algorithms that can learn from overlaying different data sets. And hopefully, the idea being that it can more effectively define targets than a traditional geologist that might be, printing out maps, trying to model stuff, various programs. They're trying to marry up large amounts of data and also learn from discoveries. So if previous discoveries, you're seeing analogies with various geochemistry or geophysical signatures, overlaying that and sort of identifying a probability for success. That's what we're putting to the test. And I think it's a model that allows them to really put the money, the money where their mouth is in terms of seeing how that proceeds. It's going to be, I think the market should expect to see more of these deals coming out, because there's credible interest from the tech space and from these Silicon Valley type venture capitalists that are interested in the space. So it's going to be very interesting to see how they perform compared to the traditional exploration model.
How did this marriage come about? And is there a potential divorce in the future? And I ask that question because it is unique, it is different. Why did you feel that this was good for shareholder value going forward?
Yeah, it's great. We spent a fair amount of time looking at the structure because you don't see alliances generally at this type of company size. They're normally considered to be with larger government public partnerships. What we've done in the structure of the agreement is there's performance-based criteria. So there's work that needs to get done within the first year for the alliance to continue, and then there's drilling by the second year for it to continue into potentially a third year. So there's a time constraint on the project. And in terms of what would happen if a discovery is made, it is a scenario that obviously is worth fleshing out, is that if Earth AI, through their drilling, make an economic hit, that the company considers to be worthwhile following up, we'll drill it out, we'll make that discovery. And if we haven't by year three converted that to a mineral resource or expended $250,000 in the third year since the discovery was made, Earth AI then have the opportunity to purchase the tenement off Legacy Minerals, and the royalty actually flips to us. So then we, company gets exposure to the discovery and exposure to the tenement through a 2% net smelter royalty that gets granted to the company, as well as $1 million US cash consideration. So it's, again, both companies see the reward through a discovery success. So it can go both ways. So is that something that might take a little time to wrap the head around, but it certainly allows us to maintain exposure post the discovery as well. If the legacy chooses not to proceed, say, with the exploration across that tenement.
And I guess it's like in the early stages, it's like having an extra pair of hands, isn't it? Because on Mulholland and Fontenoy, it's like you've got a lot of work going on at the moment, but now you can just say, listen, guys, you do that one, but you still own it.
Yeah, and it's those two tenements have good data sets behind them. So, yes, it allows another team to get in there. They've got their geologists. They'll do the mapping as well and groundwork in the lead up to their planned drill campaigns. So we certainly think that it's going to be a fantastic relationship from that perspective. To speak around the logistics as well, Earth AI now based, they've got a Sydney office but also a San Francisco office, but their drill rig is located in central New South Wales at Young. So it's less than 15 kilometres from our Fontenoy tenement. So in terms of us getting on the ground there, and adding essentially drill meters to the company's portfolio, we certainly see that happening in the very, very near term.
Well, that's a nice segue, because the next question I had for you was, what's the news flow look like? The deal has been structured in such a way that it's great for Legacy from the sounds of it. When are they going to start? What's the news flow? What are you looking at from a news point of view?
We're going to be moving fairly quickly, or Earth AI is as well. They've got a business model that it's essentially, by having that vertical integration, reduces your overall exploration time. And they've got, quite substantially. Vertical integration is not that common in exploration companies. You don't see many explorers that own their own drill rigs, as well as have their own, drilling crews engaged as full-time employees for the company as well. So what that allows them, they're on the ground quickly, they're crunching the data, they've got some metrics around when they expect to be drilling, which is within a couple months from completing those initial steps. And because it's all done in-house, there's no engagements with drill contractors, there's no rates that get negotiated with Earth AI. They just go out there and they drill it. So we're really expecting to see some quick progress done on those tenements, which will be great for our shareholders, because we'll not only see the news flow from essentially another company, working very actively on Mulholland and Fontenoy, but we'll also be progressing our other tenements too. So Ballura, Harden, Cobar and Rocklea. So it sort of, almost doubles the amount of news flow that the company will be expecting to put out within the next, 6 to 18 months.
When you said the initial budget or the funds being used, I think it was $4.5 million, do Earth AI then, once the funds have been used up, do they then put more funds in? What's the funding?
Yeah, so it's actually, it's an uncapped agreement. So it's up to 4.5. That could be Earth AI spending 4.5 and legacy spending zero. It could be Earth AI spending 4.5 and legacy spending 4.5 if we wanted to. We do have budget to explore Fontenoy as part of our IPO use of funds. But the agreement is so flexible in such a way that if Earth AI was seeing considerable success in their artificial intelligence, you know, and drilling outcomes, that they could continue to co-fund that. You've got to remember here, there's no dilution to legacy shareholders for any dollars that are spent by Earth AI. So we certainly don't envisage this scenario to occur, but Earth AI could spend $4.5 million or more. And if they're not successful, it means that there's no royalty granted. So it's purely success-based. So uncapped expenditure. So we certainly feel that, you know, it's a model that we see working very, very well on these types of projects.
If they're successful with Fontenoy and Mulholland, would you then potentially fast-track some of your other projects by putting that artificial intelligence and that way of crunching the data to your other areas?
Definitely. So what we considered a whole portfolio approach to the engagement. In the order to see, you know, we've chosen these two tenements because they really fit the mandate for the battery critical metals space. If the outcomes are positive, we're definitely open, and you know, there's allowance for the company to look at it, you know, moving onto some of the other tenements to see, you know, what the targets look like there and expanding it out. So there's certainly room to build on it. But it will be very much dependent on the success, you know, over the next, 6 to 12 months.
It's pretty exciting, don't you think, Chris? I mean, I'm just sitting here going, isn't it about time the exploration industry turned around and said, let's use technology and potentially artificial intelligence? Because at the end of the day, we've got to crunch a lot of numbers. You've got to do a lot of data crunching. You excited about, I mean, it's interesting. I find this fascinating. And have you had phone calls from other people in the industry saying, wow, we didn't think of this? Because it's kind of different thinking.
It is, yeah, it's real. You know, even our lawyers made the comment, this is real tip of the spear type thinking. It's probably something that companies have thought about, but I guess with legacy minerals, you know, we're young, we're keen to make discovery success, and we're also keen to, you know, I'm not going to say take a risk, but you know, really put ourselves out there. You know, we're looking at ways and methods. Fontenoy and Mulholland are tenements that have been explored previously. And obviously, they haven't delivered the outcomes to some of the previous explorers, you know, for various reasons, including historically lower, you know, commodity prices. But we're very excited to put it to the test. And, you know, I think it's, if you were to say a couple of years ago that tech billionaires would be getting involved in, you know, the mining mineral exploration space, no one would have predicted it. Whereas in, you know, the commentary now, it's very mainstream. You know, you only need to look at Elon Musk, you know, tweeting that, you know, the nickel miners need to increase their nickel production. It's become very apparent that to them, at least outsiders, that the traditional exploration model has failed to deliver discoveries. You know, whether or not they're getting more difficult undercover, but from just a pure demand and supply. So it's going to be a very exciting time, and we're certainly interested, and we feel that, you know, there will be more of these done in the market as well, as sort of people realise the benefit of these types of arrangements.
Two final questions. The first one is, how long did it take to put this together? Because there are kind of a few moving parts to make sure that legacy shareholders benefited rather than got diluted out of the system. Do you know what I mean? So did it take a long time to, figure out how this deal would work?
We did it. We moved pretty quickly. When I say we moved quickly, we wanted to be relative first movers in this space. So it was a few weeks of negotiations. And I guess a lot of those negotiations were around structures that, you know, would allow discoveries to be made that wouldn't inhibit future developments on the mining, in mining scenarios. So that's looking at how tenement mortgages works. That's looking at how, those sort of structures. So that took some time to negotiate because, you know, there wasn't a agreement out there, an alliance out there in the market that we could just open up and sort of copy the terms. So it took a bit of work on that front. But as both parties are keenly, we're keen to collaborate as we see that success. And I guess that's where the real driver and the real motivation for us is. Earth AI's success is our success, and Legacy's success is Earth AI's success. So taking that to the negotiating table is always a fantastic position to be in. And having a small team like we do at Legacy, we're very close to obviously the board and the management structure, just allowed us to progress our negotiations at a pretty rapid pace.
Watch this space, ladies and gentlemen, watch this space. Well, Chris, I like to end my conversations like this because I think it's really interesting, and I'll be fascinated to see where this goes in terms of changing the way exploration is done, because it can take a long time. And if technology allows us to do things a little bit quicker, quicker outcomes, because we know for a fact that the supply-demand curve is out of whack at the moment, something needs to be done. So I think everybody needs to start watching the legacy mineral space very, very closely, because if this is works and it does well, I can see this changing the landscape for exploration going forward. But why do you think, the investors, shareholders should be sitting up and taking notice of legacy right now?
Yeah, the first one is our portfolio. We've said we've got six fantastic projects. We've now secured funding from an external party to progress two of those. So again, that means in terms of dollars spent on the ground on our other projects, we can increase our funding across those as well. So it's those discovery opportunities that come out of those projects. So that artificial intelligence deal is certainly something for investors to watch over the next couple of months as we really progress those two projects in parallel, Fontenoy and Mulholland, with our other tenements. The second would be to have a look out for Ballura results and Harden results. So we've been drilling down at Ballura and Harden. We've got some fantastic initial hits, high-grade hits from Ballura. So very, very exciting epithermal system, one of New South Wales' largest. So that in alone is a real game-changing opportunity for the company as well. The third thing to look out for and to reason to invest in Legacy is that, what we've done since the IPO is really start to showcase, the company's ability. We've drilled two targets, Harden, Ballura, high-grade hits across both of them. We've now managed to secure a real first-of-type alliance agreement with an external party to co-fund up to $4.5 million. So I'd sort of say, as a company that can get stuff done, that's a selling point for us. And we want to be movers and shakers in the market. And we really believe that journey for us starts now. So very much welcome any shareholders to come aboard with that journey to see where we go.
Isn't it fascinating? I love it. Chris, thanks so much for joining me today on Small Caps. But I think it was only a matter of time. So thanks for making sure that we start to understand that technology can actually make things happen faster, better. We do need to engage into the future rather than continuing to do things the way that we've always done them. So congratulations on what is clearly a very unique deal, but a nice co-funded deal, which allows you to unlock the value a little bit more quickly. So thanks for joining me on Small Caps today. As I said at the start, ladies and gentlemen, the ASX code is LGM. Check them out, and we'll talk to you very soon. Thanks for joining me, Chris.
Thanks, Kerry.